the weird consequences of the six-month Brexit delay is that, barring a sudden agreement on Theresa May's much-rejected deal, the UK will now have to take part in elections for the European Parliament. And that means all the major parties are gearing up for a contest few expected to be fighting and many don't want. But there is one man who can't wait, Nigel Farage. He's been a member of the European Parliament for 20 years. His singular aim, that Britain should leave the EU, hasn't changed. But his party has, as Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports from London.
Please welcome to the stage, Nigel Farage.
Thank you. Wow. Hello, Birmingham. I'm back!
For a generation, Nigel Farage has been at the sharp end of the Brexit movement. He co-founded the UK Independence Party, UKIP. Now he's formed a brand new party with an old idea, and it's all in the name, the Brexit Party.
As I said many years ago, that I wanted to cause an earthquake in British politics. Well, now, what I'm fighting for, and with your support, what we will attempt to achieve is a democratic revolution in British politics, because that is what we need.
In the current confused and divided British Parliament, Nigel Farage offers a clear narrative, one that may prove popular with some who voted for Britain to leave and are still waiting.
My man's back.
We're ready for
fighting
it.
Fighting back.
That's what we've got to do, isn't it?
Nigel Farage has cut all ties with his former creation, UKIP, accusing it of Islamophobia and fostering close ties with violent right-wing extremists. Current UKIP leader, Gerard Batten, is not impressed with his former colleague.
This is a device that he's now using to try and discredit UKIP, his former party, and to enhance the chances of his own new party.
Nigel Farage has recruited a twice-failed Conservative Party candidate, Annunziata Rees-Mogg, probably better known as the sister of influential Conservative MP and hard Brexiteer, Joseph Rees-Mogg.
We must fight their fight. We must win the fight. And we must leave for a greater future and better politics.
It's unclear if the pulling power of this most recognisable of all the anti-EU campaigners can translate to buttocks on the benches of the European Parliament, and if Theresa May can somehow pull a Brexit rabbit out of her battered hat in the next few weeks, any Brexit Party MPs may have the shortest of all political careers.
I can, in some ways, scarcely believe that I'm on this stage this afternoon doing this, because...
But Nigel Farage has survived a plane crash, a party or two, and predictions he was a spent force. As he says, he's back. Truth is, love or loathe him, he never really went away. This is Philip Williams in London, reporting for AM.